This week in the studio for Boxed In, my guest has to be one of the busiest women in Australian media and one of the hottest. She's a comedian, a host, an author, an actress. I mean, Julia Morris, there is nothing you cannot do. Welcome to Boxed In.
Well, actually, right back at you. Same, same, not different.
Sampled acting, haven't been asked back.
And you did a magnificent job, by the way.
Well, thank you very much, Neighbours. Have you ever done Neighbours?
Haven't done Neighbours.
See, I don't believe that.
Do you know what? The only drama that I have done is House Husbands.
Is that right?
Yeah, I've been wanting to do more bits and pieces, but I haven't been asked either. No, there hasn't really been. I think the company line is there hasn't been the time.
But you did it so seamlessly and so well that everyone just assumed, oh, you've always been acting in things.
Well, I did some drama school stuff when I first came out of school.
Yeah.
And then.
Where did you go?
I went to the Ensemble in Sydney.
Oh, right.
And then I did sort of with Full Frontal, we're sort of acting
that
in
is
sketches,
acting.
But it's not kind of seen as more drama stuff, I guess.
Yeah, but it's a background.
Got a bit of sitcoms and stuff in the UK, but nothing where I was really getting my teeth into it. And when we moved to the States, I just thought, oh, well, I'm going to be hugely famous in like 4 minutes. Yes. And then because work was a little slow to happen, and when I say work was a little slow to happen, I think in the 2 years we were there, I earned $1,200. No, that was huge. Someone said to me, do you know what? Everyone goes and does classes in LA when they're not working because it keeps everything feeling fresh.
Match fit.
You kind of meet. In your class, there's 28 people, so you meet another 27 actors who are all like, you know what, you should get your headshots done here, you should do this here. Have you heard of that audition? This is more in your age group, all that sort of stuff.
Mm.
So I end up being at school for 2 years, but because we weren't earning, every 5 weeks I would travel home to Australia, host some corporate functions,
and
then fly back.
Fly back.
It was so relaxing.
Boxed In with Fifi Box.
This is Boxed In. I'm Fifi Box, and my very special guest this week is Julia Morris. Now, Jules, it's so good to get to sit down with you for an hour and talk about things. I mean, I know you well, but I only found out recently that you've been on stage with Jerry Lewis, Richard Pryor, Whoopi Goldberg, Robin Williams.
Yeah.
I mean, Julia, that is an incredible place to be on a stage with these icons.
Robin Williams was so generous with me as well. He had come out to Australia and they'd asked me, you know when you go to host the red carpet stuff and you're on the red carpet,
that sort of stuff?
The film company had organised to do the after-show party in a venue where they were going to do a little bit of stand-up in the hopes that he would get up on the stage and do some stand-up. Mm. And the movie was Bicentennial Man, that's what it was.
Oh, yeah.
And so they said, oh, Robin wants to meet you because I'd already been doing some stand-up on the stage. Mm. So I said, I sort of said to him, you know, the whole night is designed around getting you onto the stage. Are you cool with that? Because from stand-up to stand-up, I felt like I didn't
want
to ambush him, even though I was employed to ambush him. And it just didn't seem very fair to me. And then he said to me, do you know what? I haven't done stand-up in ages and I'm not really that match fit, so I would prefer not to.
Yeah.
So I'm like, do you know what? Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
I'll take the fall.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll just shut up shop before it happens. And he's like, oh, my God, I can't believe you're going to do that for me. Thank you.
That's so cool.
And I was in trouble for doing – I had done some material. It wasn't that blue, but they were sort of like, can you just watch your mouth in front of Robin Williams, please? It's like, okay. I'm like, that wasn't even – I haven't even opened my mouth yet. So I got onto this as I'm sort of wrapping up. I'd said something about, which I just meant from the bottom of my heart, that there were so many years that he provided beautiful family moments for my family and I. We were big fans of Mork and Mindy.
Yeah.
And we would sit down as a family and laugh our heads off, which are great memories to look back
on. Of course.
That's the sort of television I love watching with my kids, where we can all watch the same thing and laugh our heads off. Anyway, I'd said, so I just wanted to thank you for creating so many amazing family moments that remain in my memory. And with that, he came hurtling through the audience, kind of calling out. You know, you think, oh, my God, am I in trouble? What's happening? He gets onto the stage where he sort of accidentally launches into 40 of the bluest minutes I've ever heard. And when he got off the stage, he was like, he said, well, what you said to me was so nice, and that was my defense of you. He saw, if they thought what you said was blue,
then
stand by.
That's amazing. Yeah. That is Robin Williams.
Amazing.
Oh, Julia, that's incredible.
So a girlfriend, that's in the days of the sort of, the you know, the box brownie where people take
their
snaps.
Camera.
A girlfriend of mine was in a nightclub in Sydney, and a girlfriend of mine took great photos from above.
Yeah.
And at first I didn't know whether he wanted to – he wasn't going to do any stand-up, so he came to say thank you and kind of grabbed me around the shoulders, and so we kind of stood there like a couple of pals. And then he kept doing it. So I'm like, I wonder if I should sort of take a step back and let him have his stand-up moment.
Yeah.
And he's like, don't go very far. So I ended up sitting on the stage just near him.
Oh, that
is
amazing.
Like a weird stalker fan.
What an incredible story.
On a completely different trip to Los Angeles, I went to see my dear old mate, Mark Curry, who had me hanging with Mr. Cooper a show years ago.
Yeah.
And he said, I've got a surprise for you tonight at the Comedy Store. So we get to the Comedy Store and he said, Richard Pryor's on tonight. He comes and headlines every Wednesday, which he was doing at that stage, even though he had MS. I think, did he have Parkinson's?
Yeah,
like he was riddled with all sorts of bits and pieces from having such a good time in the early years.
Yes.
And not that that's what causes it, but that was, his fallout. And he goes, and my present to you is that you are opening for him.
No.
For like, Richard Pryor. What? So Mark was emceeing. He brought me, and it was such a shock. I'm not even convinced I did any of my best work, but anyway. And then up got Richard to close the show.
That is phenomenal.
It was amazing.
See, these are things I didn't know about you that you don't spruik about, that you should. So I'm glad I've got this show for you to tell everybody how cool the famous people you are hanging out with.
And when I first sort of started back in, 1933, You didn't really up yourself like that.
Yeah.
You didn't really up your game. You didn't talk, you didn't Insta it. You'll even find through my Insta and any of the social stuff that I feed, very little of it is brag stuff.
Yes.
'Cause you're kind of like, I'm still from a little bit of the old school feeling of, don't you look like a knob?
No, totally. This is something for, this is teens and 20s, Generation X?
Yeah,
Zed.
All of the above.
Ys, millennials. It's very natural for them. But I agree, there's a group of us that are still, really, am I going to brag about, this dress looks amazing, but am I really going to put this photo up saying, look how amazing this dress is?
I'll tell you who does it really beautifully, and I'll never get to nail it like she does, is Kate Beckinsale.
Oh.
She is so funny. So she'll put up a photograph where she's so exquisitely beautiful, I don't even know what to do about it. But the words that she writes are hysterical. She is definitely worth following. She's
I'll follow her.
Very, very funny.
Because I don't.
She's totally worth it.
Boxed In with Fifi Box.
You're listening to Boxed In. I'm Fifi Box, and with me this week is comedian, actress, and host of Blind Date, Julia Morris. This is so exciting. Channel 10, 7:30, and it's back because it's a much-loved format.
It's been such a lovely adventure, sort of doing a lot of the press and publicity as the show sort of comes to air.
Mm.
Is that it has a really warm spot in Aussie hearts. Is that we really, even though we, our company line is that it's not perfect match,
of course.
Because that's another format, even though it's exactly the same. And Blind Date started in the 60s with Cilla Black. And then we kind of homaged it a little bit in Australia by adding a Dexter the Computer, which is a big favourite of people.
Stroke of genius.
Just genius. So, and very different. So we've now returned back to the original format just to keep it pared back. And because I think in this day and age, no one is going to believe a small robot from Big Bouncy Boxing is going to really know the compatibility rates of people. So, and the producers do all that work.
Yeah.
As we kind of get more and more savvy these days. So it's just sort of pared back to the people come on, they ask their questions, they choose their date, they go away on their date, which we see the following week.
Excellent.
Then they come back and let us know how it went. And sometimes this is a success and sometimes it's not. It's refreshingly kind.
Yes, lovely.
So even if people aren't it, there's sort of moments when there's one where just a girl looks like Cameron Diaz.
Oh,
she is so beautiful. And she chooses a chap who's very shy, and I don't, and he'd never been on a date.
Oh dear! And then when the obviously the screen
when the,
gets,
when the screen
goes back,
goes, yeah, we all know brain on face shows us exactly how they both feel. And then there's just such a nice,
it's nice,
a nice kindness through it because you're just like, please don't break that
don't
boy's
tell
heart.
Him.
Please at least be kind,
polite.
Like kind. And I never think of young people being that sensitive.
No.
That sounds so stupid, doesn't it? Of course they're that sensitive. They're kind and gorgeous and delicious. But
in a world of trolls and people telling it like it is and being blunt.
And I've come on to meet a spa.
Yeah.
And then, I've
not
got,
what I expected.
You know, so, that, and also, really, as we all know, he's going to be the multimillionaire because
exactly.
He'll just come up with some amazing thing and just be just like in Romy and Michelle
yeah.
in a high school reunion.
Post-it notes.
The guy you least expect. Oh, my God, the formula for post-it
exactly.
notes.
Exactly.
Boxed In with Fifi Box.
Welcome back to Boxed In. Comedian and host of Blind Date, Julia Morris, is my special guest this week. So you're hosting, but I know you also love the genre, the dating show genre.
Yes.
But having been in such a successful relationship for so long, do you get that sort of pleasure at going, thank God this isn't me? Like, you know, when you see people putting themselves on these shows or even on Blind Date, is there that feeling of, I'm just so glad I found Dan? Like, I'm so lucky
I've
got someone.
I'm forever grateful that I found Dan, but it's certainly not, you know, smooth sailing.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
any relationship, our fights define us as much as our good times.
Mm.
And I think we both made the decision about, I want to say 3 years ago, to see a psychologist.
Oh, yes.
And then I found this amazing psychologist who's so unreal. And Dan said to me, he goes, I think I would like to speak to someone, just in general, because with the menopause I thought I was going nuts, right?
Yeah, yes.
So then, because I'm so angry all the time, I'm like, I've got the job of my dreams. I have a husband
Beautiful
who's
girls.
Awesome. I've got healthy, sweet, loving children. Mm. Why am I so angry? Like if someone puts a tyre over my driveway, I could go out with a knife and not take to their tyres, take to the driver. So that's not healthy. So then Dan said, I'd really like, you know, how do you feel about me seeing the same person? So I was like, I don't care. You can go and see her. She's unreal.
Mm.
So he starts to see her. And then seeing us both, she's very gently able to help us all out without, in the business, they call it breaching. So she doesn't tell me what he said.
Yeah.
She doesn't tell him what I've said. But hearing what we're both saying has been able to, like, we've entered this new space, which is unreal. So if the fights kick off, they go away as quickly as they came.
That's genius.
Because everyone feels like it's valid. You know, how dare you? Or don't say that, whatever that is.
Of course.
But because we're doing the doing the same type of cognitive behavioural therapy, it's called, which
great.
Is trying to be more reasonable in the moment that you feel the fire going
yes.
and about to kick off.
This is good for anyone.
Yeah, so instead of it bringing out my teenage self, which is like, and another thing, here's some stuff that I've built up over the last couple of months. It's sort of, and we both use a lot of smartassery to get through it. But, you know, it's not smooth sailing. It's constant work.
Yeah.
You know, like we sort of touched very briefly on the honey badger.
Yes.
I think sometimes people are looking for the one.
Yes.
And the one ain't there.
No.
Like even when
I
first met Dan, it was a bit of overnight romance.
Yeah.
And then he sort of called me the next day. So I'm like, oh, this is working well. And then he sort of just hasn't, I kept
Stop
thinking,
calling.
Oh, I'll find out something later down the track that annoys me or that's not it. Usually 7 months is the point for me.
Right,
at the
7 month
mark where I'm just like, oh my God, I can't bear this idiot.
Yeah.
And it just didn't happen with him.
That's so good. Oh,
so,
I love
but
that.
It really grew. It wasn't like this is
no,
the one,
it's
this
realistic
is the guy
I'm expectations.
Marry for sure. Yeah.
And not, I love this. This is very good dating advice from someone who is now essentially a dating expert because you've got your own dating show.
Yeah.
Jules, I could get together with you anytime. This has been an absolute treat spending a Sunday afternoon with you.
It's the best of times.
Isn't it?
And we're out of the house.
Aren't we?
Oh,
and we'll be home at 7:30 tomorrow night to watch you on Channel 10 on Blind Date.
I can't even wait.
Oh, you're the best.